Good morning. Welcome to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Brad Pollock and Rob Brovich in the studio today. Gary Bell's out of town. He's actually at a mass torts convention. He's out getting some education on how to handle mass torts. We are Bell and Pollock. We are a personal injury firm. You can reach us at championsofthepeople.com or at 303-795-5900. If you have any questions, we have five different books that cover insurance topics, cover personal injury topics, and we would love to send them to you free of charge. One or all of them. If you want to know what the books are, get on our interactive website. Once again, it's at championsofthepeople.com. It's also bellpollock.com, but instead of worrying about the spellings and all the other problems, championsofthepeople.com will get you right there. And you can take a look at our website. You can interactive. You can order books there. You can call us up. Once again, 303-795-5900, and we'll give you we'll send the books to you. We'll also handle your personal injury case. If you have a personal injury question, we'll answer your question for you. If you would like to turn the case over to us, we'll take care of the case. I want to make sure everybody understands we are available 24/7. We have our normal office hours with our attorneys and our staff. We have an answering service after that answers phones both before and after 24/7. If it's an emergency, we have lawyers on call that can talk to you immediately. You'll get a call back from a lawyer who will talk to you about what's going on. If it's on the weekend, the lawyer who is on call will take time out of his or her personal life to make sure they get a call back to you within a short period of time after you call. This idea at times where there's seems to be some kind of impression being out there that if you're in an accident, you have to call from the accident. You have to start calling a lawyer. Or you have to remember these special numbers and make sure you call immediately. I guess what they want is while you're in the ambulance headed to the hospital, you should be calling the lawyers. Is it good? Is it nice for lawyers to get an early start on your case? Yes. Is it an absolute requirement? No. What should you be doing in an accident? Well, when you're in a crash, you may want to be talking about protecting your legal rights, and that's probably a good idea. There's nothing wrong with that. But I think what you want to be, first of all, is worrying about your health, worrying about your injuries, worrying about what's happened to you. Now, a lot of times, you don't even notice those injuries, Robbie, until after you've gone home.
That is 100% correct. And what happens is the insurance companies, they feed on that. If you don't go to the doctor right away, within hours after the crash, if you don't take an ambulance to the hospital, the insurance companies will hold that against you despite the fact your body's full of adrenaline, you're not feeling any pain, you're not feeling any soreness. Maybe to a day or two later, maybe a week or two later, you'd finally decide, wow, this pain is not going away. I better get to the doctor. Most people in normal situations will wait a period of time just to see and hope that the pain and the soreness goes away. But in some instances, it doesn't. And unfortunately, the insurance company will use that against you in any way they can.
Now, is it nice to talk to you before you talk to the adjuster? Absolutely. Is it important that the attorney be able to help you through some of that? Yes. Has the adjuster talked to his or her attorney before you've called? You bet. They've been trained. They've got their training. They know exactly what they're doing. And yes, they love to get somebody who doesn't really know what they're doing or how to process a claim on the phone. But the bottom line is, if you've waited, if you've got a case now, the statute of limitations on a personal injury auto accident case is 3 years. If it's a premises liability, slip and fall, or some other kind of injury like that, that's not auto accident case, it's only 2 years. So, you know, you've got time. Give us a call if you've got something hanging out there that you need help with that you want to talk to us about. If you've already talked to the adjuster, if you've already been down that road, that's fine. Give us a call, 303-795-5900. Please remember us. If you've been in a crash, give us a call. Yes, we'd like to talk to you as soon as possible, but the bottom line is that not all is lost if you don't do that. Now, what do we talk about when we talk about being able to have protection of what's going on? And a lot of times we talk about whether or not there's money in a case. What's your case worth? What's the verdict? How much is the verdict? Well, verdicts don't mean a lot if there's not insurance. What your case is worth a lot of times and most of the time is going to depend on what insurance is available. Now, if somebody wants to know how much should I get for my injuries, well, that's a complicated, sophisticated thing that's going to take some time learning about you. which Bell and Pollock is willing to do. But when you start talking about what are those injuries worth, how much money is a case worth, one of the things you have to do is you have to know about insurance. And that's why we talk about searching for insurance. And that's what we're talking about today. And it's important, isn't it, Rob?
That's 100% correct. In fact, last week I had a potential client come in. I had spine surgery, and all we had was $25,000 in liability coverage coming from the other side, and he did not have any underinsured motorist coverage. And it was kind of, they're gonna cut him a check for the 25, but that's not even gonna cover the cost of his medical expenses. So it's really important that you do everything everything you can, everything in your power to find out where the insurance coverage is and to find out where you can get the coverage, whether it be from your insurance company or from the at-fault party's insurance carrier.
So let's talk about that $25,000. So the person comes in and that's all there is out there. Now, Rob could have easily looked and said to the client, oh, no, we're not going to take that $25,000. We're going to take this to court. And when we take it to court, we're going to get you a judgment for $500,000. And then we're going to have a judgment for $500,000 that is absolutely worthless. It's worthless because you can't collect it from anybody. All of you sitting out there right now that have $25,000 worth on your insurance, if I get a $500,000 policy on you or judgment against you, are you going to file bankruptcy or are you going to have me hounding you for the next 20 years, destroying your life, trying to collect $475,000? Or are you going to head to the bankruptcy court and get it wiped out? 999 times out of 1,000, you're going to be facing the bankruptcy court. So what did I do for my client? I didn't do anything for my client. What I did do is spend some of his recovery on costs, and what I did do is delay my client's recovery of that money, and what I did do is put my client through a trial. But you know what I also got? I got some good advertising material, and Rob missed out on a great opportunity to get some good advertising material.
That is true. So what Brad's referring to is attorneys on TV will brag about their verdicts when, in fact, they may have got those verdicts, but there's no money to collect for their clients. And, in fact, they did their clients a disservice by making them go to court.
And sometimes that's on the internet when they talk about judgments, got this great verdict or that great verdict or this great judgment or that great judgment. There's a lot behind it that you've got to pay attention to, that you've got to know whether it's there or not. Now, the minute I say that, I'll also say sometimes you have clients who are so upset and so destroyed and so distraught that they want that judgment. They want it. They want it just because they don't like what's gone on. They don't like what happened in the system. So yes, those clients you satisfy by taking a trial and you satisfy by doing the job. But a lot of times you have to look for the insurance. Now, I want to talk to all of you out there because this is on both sides of the case. I want to talk to all of you. How many of you would like to have to file bankruptcy right now?
No, thank you.
That's right. No, thank you. And so what are we talking about? We're talking about at the beginning of your driving life, at the beginning before you step in the car, have you acquired enough insurance to protect yourself? Because sometimes lawyers will go get those judgments. And when they go get those judgments, now you're faced with a huge judgment against you.
And that's a hardship on people, especially when you've been financially sound and made great financial decisions. Maybe you have your house paid off, and they can, once they get that verdict against you and you don't have enough automobile insurance coverage, they can put a lien against your house, and so you could never sell it.
So there are two sides to this case on both sides. There's two sides to this. When somebody's in an accident, you have the person who's caused the crash, and you've got that person who is looking, because they caused the crash, they're going to be responsible for the injuries, damages, and losses they caused. They need insurance. They need protection. They should be trying to get as much as possible. You also have the person who got hurt, and that person who got hurt needs coverage. And that person who got hurt has the opportunity to get coverage from two different spots. Actually, three, if you include MedPay. They have the chance to get coverage from the MedPay they acquired. They have a chance to get coverage from your insurance because you caused the crash. They have the chance and the opportunity to get underinsured and uninsured motorist coverage. So they have a way to get insurance. They need to search for this insurance. You need to search for it in advance. And if you're the person causing the injuries, you want that insurance. You know, as the beginning part, Rob, I look and I go, you know, if I'm going to be out there and be negligent and not do and make a mistake in my driving and hurt somebody, I do want the coverage to have that person made whole.
Of course you do. And, maybe you're not a poor driver, and maybe you just have a bad day and you screw up and you cause a crash. Or even worse is if you have a kids, you're going to want the additional coverage, and because they're not the best drivers in the world at this point because they don't have a whole lot of experience. But you're going to want to get a decent amount of coverage so you can't be held financially responsible for anything above and beyond what your auto insurance policy limits are.
So what you want to do is you want to try to get as much insurance as you can. We all have budgets. We all have to live within those budgets. We all have to pay attention to what our expenses are. And sometimes you're going to have to give up on maybe that dinner or maybe the Starbucks coffee and get a regular coffee or a more expensive cappuccino and get something a little less expensive. And you might want to think about that. And to say, I'll never need it. I'll never want it. I'll be all right. I'm not going to get in a crash. But even if you think you're the most careful driver in the world and you won't cause a crash, you don't know who's going to go out there and crash into you.
This is true. And I got to tell you, we've had cases, even just recently, where just one ER visit was over $25,000. So that's one visit. And then if you only have 25 grand in coverage, they're going to try to find out. They're going to do an asset check to see what else they can collect from you. And maybe you have some items paid off. Maybe your house is paid off. Maybe your second, maybe you have a condo that's paid off. They're going to put a lien against it, and you're not going to be able to refinance it. You're not going to be able to sell it.
Or maybe you get garnished and you live with a garnishment until you file bankruptcy. You're listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Brad Pollock, Rod Brovich in the studio. Give us a call if you have questions. 303-795-5900. This segment is talking about searching for insurance. We're going to talk about some of the basics of insurance when we come back. We'll be right back.
You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollock, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollock legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have, or know, or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollock, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you.
Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Brad Pollock and Rob Brovich in the studio today. We're here talking to you about, we call it searching for insurance. I mean, we spent the first segment of this telling you why you want to get insurance on both sides of the case. Now, Rob and I don't sell insurance. We sue insurance companies. We do not get anything from you buying insurance. We do not have any motivation or goal here except to make sure everybody's protected, because it's there and it's a way of protection. When you talk to your agent, you need to talk to a good agent. And there are some very good agents out there that really care about their people and try to get them the best coverage available for their budget. And you have some very poor agents. And you have some agents who don't even pay attention and really don't even have your entire family covered because they've got some problems with the household or hasn't learned about your household.
Right. And then there are called captive agents, and they can only work for one company. So you can have an agent that works for no one else but State Farm. But then there's other agents that can sell all different types of insurance policies. And those are the agents you want to go with because they're going to find you the best deal.
And sometimes you got these agents who will look at you and say, you don't need MedPay, or you don't need underinsured motorist coverage, or it really doesn't matter. The other guy's going to have insurance. No. I think the last time I saw 20% or so people don't have coverage at all out there on the road. Maybe higher than that. Another 20% only have 25,000 in coverage. Now, I applaud everybody who has insurance. And when I say another 20% only has 25 in coverage, I don't mean to be demeaning on that. What I mean to say is that when we start looking at it, first of all, you've got this MedPay, $5,000. Please do not let the agent tell you, well, you've got health insurance, so don't worry about it. You know, or, you know, you'll be able to run that through health insurance. No, there's some benefits to having the $5,000 in MedPay. And actually, Rob, it'd be better if you had more MedPay.
It would. MedPay gets a little pricey, though. If you have $5,000, great. If you can afford more, great. What MedPay goes to, even if you have health insurance, is everyone seems like, I know I do, we have huge deductibles. And that's what I'd use my MedPay for if I was in a crash, is to pay off some of that deductible.
And that MedPay pays without regard to fault. So even if you caused it, it's there. It covers everybody in your car. So if you're getting in the car with your wife or your husband, or you're getting in the car with your children, and they're a part of your family, they're in your household, and you get in the crash, you're going to get $5,000 for the wife, $5,000 for the husband, $5,000 for the child, $5,000 for the other child. So it multiplies. So you really want that MedPay there to pay for it. There's some other reasons that we're not going to go into now why you want the MedPay. So when you're searching for insurance, the $5,000 is automatic. You have to sign it away. Don't sign it away. And if your agent is trying to convince you to do that just to make sure that you buy from them because you save them a few bucks on your premium, think about it. Don't do it if you can at all afford it.
Right. It comes down to whether or not you want to afford it or if you can afford it. And this is a situation where you want to think long and hard before you just start waiving certain types of coverage. MedPay, you definitely should not waive. And uninsured and underinsured motorist coverage, that comes into play if someone hits you, they're at fault, and they don't have coverage at all, or they don't have enough to cover you for your injuries, then you can make a claim with your own insurance company. It does not increase your rates, and you'll use that money to compensate you for your injuries and losses.
And this is insurance you want to get when you're talking about the uninsured, underinsured motorist. Okay, so I'm in my car, and I run into the back end of Rob. And he comes out and he says, okay, I'm hurt. I have a bulging disc now. I need a surgery. And all of us know a surgery for a discectomy and for a fusion is going to cost, what, $100,000, Rob?
It could easily. It varies very, very much from place to place. The healthcare prices are strange to most people. I mean, it could range from, I've seen it, $40,000 to $150,000.
So we know for one thing for sure, it's going to cost more than the $25,000 of coverage I've got. Now, was I bad for only having $25,000 of coverage? No. If I bought what I could afford and that's what I could afford, that's fine. They're going to try and get more from me. And if I have other assets and I made a mistake, I should have gotten enough to protect my assets. But the problem is that our state has certain minimums, and it's a minimum of $25,000 per person and $50,000 per accident. So that's not enough. Now, I don't fault our legislature one bit for having it at those numbers. I think they're appropriate because not everybody can afford more. And people have the right to drive. They ought to be able to go out there and drive, and they can't drive without insurance. So you've got to have something affordable.
And, you know, so many people out there don't even have coverage. Even if you just have the 25, I mean, that's good for you. Congratulations. That's a good job. But just the financially irresponsible people that drive around without any coverage, and they put everyone else at risk.
But the way Rob protects himself is when I say, I only got 25, I'm sorry, I can't cover that $40,000 to $100,000 in medical bills you've got, and for the lost time off work, and for the pain and suffering you're going to go through, and for the loss of enjoyment of life, and for the difficulties you're going to have at home, for all the things you're going to miss out on. Rob looks and says, well, I've got my own underinsured motorist coverage. I've got my own insurance. This is where you need to search for insurance. This is where, if you've been in a crash, you need to search for insurance. This is where, before the crash ever happens, you need to search for insurance.
And it sounds strange that you did not cause the crash, yet you're making a claim with your own policy. It just doesn't sound right. But that's how it works. You make a claim with your own policy, and it does not increase your rates. And I was amazed, and when I was running the numbers of how the small amount of cost it is to increase your underinsured and uninsured motorist coverage, it's a minimal cost to increase it.
It's so little. And you save so little when you waive it. You don't save any money. And you can't, why would you give up your own protections? But yet so many times I'm dealing with cases where people don't have coverage for themselves. They've been talked out of it, or for some reason they reason that they shouldn't have it. And I feel so bad because a lawyer's hands are tied. There's not a lot that can be done.
It's true. And you think about it, and I know this is how I thought about coming into this field of practices. I figured if someone hit me, I could just sue them and they'd have enough money to cover me for all my injuries and losses. That isn't the case. Most people are going to have their coverage, and that's going to be about all you're going to be able to go after.
So how do you know what your insurance is? All of you sitting out there right now, do you know how much insurance you have? Do you know how it works? Do you know what your coverage is? Do you know how to read a deck page? You're going to get a deck page. You get a deck page. Does anybody know what I'm talking about when I say a deck page, Rob?
I sure didn't when I started in this field of practice, but it's a page that identifies all your insurance coverage, the amounts, and then also the amount that you're paying for it.
You get one every year. It comes to you. Actually, it probably comes to you every 6 months because you probably pay your premiums every 6 months. And when you pay your premiums every 6 months, you're going to get a deck page. It's going to tell you what your coverage is. And Rob, basically, what's it going to show on the deck page?
Well, it's going to show you the limits that you have for each type of coverage. So let's just use an example for medical payment coverage. That's the coverage you use for if you're in a crash, regardless of who is at fault. You use that for medical care and treatment. It's going to show you the amount. And maybe it's $5,000, $10,000. And then it's going to show you how much you pay for it, the premium. And then it'll go to a different coverage, like your liability coverage, and that's coverage for if you cause a crash and someone is going to bring claims against you. That's the amount of that you have, and the minimum is 25. We suggest that you get more than 25,000, and then again, it'll show how much you're paying for that coverage. And same with uninsured and uninsured motorist coverage.
You're listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Brad Pollock and Rob Brovich in studio. We will take care of your personal injury case for you. If you have one, give us a call, 303-795-5900. We want to help you. We want to make sure you have a protection before the case arises, after the case arises, and we want to make sure you get your full compensation. Now, Rob, when it shows the premium being paid for certain parts of the coverage within the deck page, why is it so important to know whether or not you're paying a premium on the uninsured motorist coverage for each car? Because a lot of times, deck pages cover more than one car.
That's true. And this is kind of technical, but with uninsured motorist coverage, you only have to buy it one time for all your vehicles in your household. That's just one premium. You're not going to get charged for each car like you will with the other different types of coverages. So you're going to get one, regardless of how many vehicles you have on your policy, you're only going to get charged one time for that uninsured motorist coverage.
So if I have three people in my car, in my household that drives the car, if I have three cars and I have them all on one insurance coverage, all in one policy, and it shows uninsured motorist coverage, a $200 premium for my 6 months, that $200 premium and all the other ones will say included, which means my uninsured motorist coverage covers all three of us. It covers it for all three cars. Now, a lot of times you want to look at that because sometimes you may want to say, no. I want to pay premium on each one of those three cars. Why, Rob?
And that's not necessary at all. You only need coverage one time, and it covers all of your vehicles on that policy. And some agents are unaware of this, and they end up, and I just saw one the other day, they end up charging the client, the insured, three times if you have three vehicles for that uninsured motorist coverage when you only need to pay one premium, and it covers all the vehicles on that policy.
Now, if it does happen where the agent did that, and it does happen you have a crash, and now all of a sudden your injuries have outgrown or greater than the amount on your policy for uninsured motorists, you can probably stack your insurance if you have three separate insurance charges.
I believe you can. So, for example, let's say someone else causes a crash, my injuries are severe, they have no insurance coverage. I can go back and make a claim against my uninsured motorist coverage, and again, it doesn't increase your rates. And if I have $50,000 of uninsured motorist coverage on each one of those vehicles, then I could probably get $150,000 out of that.
This is how you search for insurance. And we have a lot more we want to talk about. We'll have additional parts of this. Listen, you can see a lot of this. You can learn a lot of this by getting to our website. Go to our website, an interactive website, championsofthepeople.com. If you need to use this for your personal injury case, please come see us. championsofthepeople.com. Bell and Pollock. Telephone number 303-795-5900. There's a lot more to talk about when you're looking for insurance, searching for insurance, and learning about insurance. We'll be right back.
You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollock, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollock legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have, or know, or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollock, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you.
Welcome back to the Bell & Pollock Legal Show. Brad Pollock and Rob Brovich in the studio today. We've been talking to you about searching for insurance, how to get it, how to find it, what to do with it. What does it mean? Can you read your deck page? Can you read your policy? We're going to have follow-up parts to this topic. We're going to educate you. We've been doing this for the last 15 to 20 years, educating you, teaching you, working with you, doing websites that have all sorts of information on them, publishing books. We feel important that you know what's happening. You can reach us at 303-795-5900. We're more than happy to handle your personal injury case. We will talk to you about it. We will work with you. We will do everything possible to help you in your personal injury case. So please bring it to us. At the same time, please listen to our shows. Please look at our website. Please read our books so you're prepared and you know what's going on, so you understand. A lot of this is getting ready first, so you learn about insurance and you know what you're getting. You learn what to know what to do in a crash, and you know how to deal with your attorney. If you have questions or if you want to bring your case to us, call us at 303-795-5900, championsofthepeople.com. We'll talk to you next week about part two. We'll